Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour. I had a bunch of guests scheduled today, but I just moved one of them to the Sunday broadcast because there's just too much news to cover. We already had Joe Biggs on from the border. Keith Johnson, citizen reporter, is going to be joining us at the start of the next hour, who's been shooting video of the hundreds and hundreds, almost 1,000 people showing up at the State House saying no to forced inoculation and then stopping the vote for a while. Walter E. Williams, who's only been on the show one time, is scheduled to be on today for 30 minutes. He's hosted Rush Limbaugh's program, best-selling author, really an amazing libertarian slash conservative philosopher. Look forward to Walter E. Williams joining us to talk about what's happening with race relations in America. So Keith Johnson and Walter E. Williams are coming up. This next hour, I want to really drill into Jade Helm and explain the continuum of what's happening. I'm going to do that in the next segment, go through these city council clips. Then I'm going to shift gears and get into all the news that's on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. And there is a lot. I say Drudge Report because it's what I'm looking at right now, and it is just jam-packed with over-the-top developments with the stock market, with the former head of the IMF indicted for tax evasion. I mean, it's just so much stuff is happening. Look at these headlines. Local police launch drones into the skies. You're not going to detect because it's so quiet. Remember, they said, oh, we'll never have drones just 4 years ago, and I was a liar. There's nothing going on. Don't listen to him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Shock, new videos of Michelle Oh food that's even worse than prisoner food. I mean, you can't make this up. Jitters as world stock index is rocked. Looming Greek crunch threatens fresh global crisis. Greece starts asset sales. IRS, Texas businessman, brother, owe more than $3 billion in taxes. Former IMF head arrested for tax fraud. Former TSA screener says Grok plot was just a game. Physicians demand removal of Dr. Oz from Columbia U facility, saying he's a quack because he's criticized vaccines and Monsanto. That's the persecution. But it doesn't matter. There's a battle for people's free speech. The force is awakening. We have a new trailer. All the real war is going on around us. D.C. restaurant pairs menu with pot. This is big news. Citibank economist, time to abolish cash. Oh, yeah. Walmart suddenly closes 5 stores, lays off thousands of workers. Same stores that protested for higher pay. Yeah, I think Drudge gets it. I said that on Monday. I think this is a shot across the bow to the unions. I'm trying to unionize Gawker right now. Hey, you're social. Let's go ahead and unionize. That's just some of the news right there. Look at this video I want to play. Students support Hillary just because she's a woman. And let's go ahead and play that disgusting video at the University of Washington. Here it is.
Don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
Are you really a woman?
Well,
I think she's a transgender.
Are you ready for Hillary?
Yes, all the way. Hillary Clinton, 2016.
Look at those helpless
are
people.
You ready for Hillary?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, why are you ready for Hillary?
We need a woman president.
Shit. So you're voting for the president based on sex
alone? No, not
okay.
Alone. That was a simple answer.
Okay. Give me the more intelligent answer.
Now that's good advice.
Tell me the one reason why you would support Hillary Clinton presidency.
She's a woman, so.
They asked, why would you support
diversity.
Obama? He's black, he's black.
Hashtag diversity. What is the number one reason why you support Hillary Clinton presidency?
To be honest, it's because she's a female. I know that's like kind of
just incredibly shallow.
Like,
the boyfriend nods.
Biggest reason you're going to be voting for Hillary in 2016.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSK's Late News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Mm-hmm.
training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
We are the heart of 1776, not because we want to be, but because we are. We saw what was happening 20 years ago. We took action. I listened to the patriots in and out of government that warned us of what was going on. We held back the globalist takeover. We slowed it down. But now worldwide, they're moving. They're moving fast. The amount of military training, I was thinking about this morning, that has been done to take on the gun owners, the veterans, the patriots, is conservatively 200 times what it was when I first got on air. 200 times. It's going on in every city and in major sub-city on a monthly basis now that we know of in the news. I mean, there's military crawling all over the place. In Army Times, they said that when they finally get ready to take over the U.S. or secure it, that they would want in Brigade Homeland 487,000 troops in their transition back into life. And those are the troops that are given questionnaires and trained that said they would fire on U.S. citizens in all of those tests they were given. A lot of military is listening, Army, Navy, Marines. You go, yeah, we were given digital tests because they kept sneaking out the paper copies back in the 80s and 90s, especially the 90s under Clinton. Would you fire on citizens? Would you round people up? I mean, there's always been civil unrest training. You got to have that. But this is how you deal with riot control, people burning down a city, not, veterans are the number one enemy, they're terrorists, we need to practice rounding them up and practice clandestine dressing as civilians and snatching grabs. And that's why Cuban refugees, some famous ones, have been in the news going, no, we saw the footage in Miami where it showed them practicing putting bags over people's heads in their houses at night. This is what Fidel Castro did. Yeah. America is here. This type of behavior is the opposite direction. It's 180. This is flaming 200-proof tyranny. If whiskey's 200-proof, it's not whiskey, it's moonshine. It's pure alcohol. So when I say it's 200-proof, I mean it is bona fide. You know, you think a 15-foot alligator you can catch in Louisiana is as big as they are. This is like a 20-foot one, a 25. I mean, there's never been anything this systematic, this big, this nasty, this evil growing anywhere. They've taken our money, our treasure, our strength, our honor, and built a giant stinking monstrosity and then used the world as a battle laboratory to train up the troops to take on the American people, backed up by drones and robots in the near future. And who's their first enemy to take out? If you were this takeover, who's your enemy? The last humet, the last men, the last patriots who understand what's happening. So they badmouth them. I mean, just this week, we've seen an avalanche of mainstream news. Fox News, Daily Caller, New York newspapers with, I mean, we can put them on screen for TV viewers. Army program teaches that founding fathers, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christians are sexist and racist. It's crazy. And then we have countless clips. We just played a bunch of them last hour of Indiana counties with the head of the SWAT team going, yeah, we need to have this because the increased attacks by veterans. It's getting real bad. What? He's lying. But they know it's self-fulfilling. When they start the Civil War, what are veterans going to do? Because, see, they're going to drag a lot of veterans in, question them, they'll get scared, and then they'll say, okay, go out and tell us just like they did at Ruby Ridge. He was a Green Beret. Got to get him back on the show. And they went to him and they said, we want you to go around setting up other groups in the air. And he said, I'm not doing that. So they assaulted him. He said, I just want to live up here on this mountain and be left alone. And it's the same thing over and over again. I mean, I remember they haven't tried it in like 15 years, but, you know, they'd have some guys try to beat me up and then set me up and then get me thrown off the radio. And then they'd approach me and say, you know, you really ought to work with us. Then they had the Democratic Party call me and go, listen, you want to meet Bill Clinton? You want to really be powerful? Join us. I mean, you don't know what it's like, folks. They do this to the police chiefs and sheriffs and mayors. They roll over. Stuff I've had police chiefs tell me off record. It's just unbelievable. I just can't believe how pathetic we've gotten. It's so criminal what's going on. And I mean, it's not a challenge at all to not sell out. It's a no-brainer. How could you sell out to the takedown of the country? For tyrants. But so many people just do what they want to get ahead. And you notice it's killing the country. So much dishonor. But more than dishonor, the average man and woman in the military and the police and the bureaucracy is compartmentalized. They just want to pay the bills. They just want to go and watch a basketball game. They just want to go to the movies. And, hey, they want to go drink a six-pack. And, bro, I get it. I get it. But you're going to lose everything if you don't stand up now. There's a way to stop this takeover. We've been holding it back, slowing it down, but it's kind of like we're, you know, the bus is pushing us towards the cliff and we're holding it back and the tires are spinning, but it's still pushing us and now we're like a foot from the cliff. And then we're going to be 6 inches, then we're going to be an inch, and it's all going to go over. And the complainers are up in the front of the bus going, Alex, I thought the bus was going to go off. Where's the tyranny? As it gets closer and closer and you see all the signs around us, as all hell's starting to break loose. And then all these idiots are just sitting on their butts in the bus laughing at us trying to stop the bus going over. Or another allegory is you got the big castle walls and there's arrows coming over and holes blown on the side and enemies climbing over with, on their siege machines and their ladders. And there's people standing around all the middle of the fortress not picking their swords up going, where's the threat? Where's the problem? And then now you look, and the gate is on fire. It's starting to crumble. And you can just see a huge horde right through the flames. And I'm like, rally, rally, warn everybody. My God, they're training everywhere. They're training to take the Patriots. They got lists. It's all happening. And it's like, oh, yeah, really, traitor? As the president dissolves the border, as they sign on to world government treaties and won't even let Congress see it, as the FCC grab the Internet, start doing alert takeovers of all the media. I mean, man, they are in attack position right now. They are. The Death Star is cleared to fire. I mean, they are aimed. They got their technicians in there. Turning it up. They're powered up. They're aimed right at us. And I guess they say ignorance is bliss. But, man, I can't even cover 5% of the intel coming in. I mean, it's just over that every video we get. Is they say the drill's for one thing, it's to take on Patriots. Let's play the Indiana guy again, and I'll come back and play the city council. Here it is.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today.
Oh, really?
The weaponry is
violent
totally
crimes
different
down 51%, liar.
It wasn't in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Morgan County Sheriff SWAT Commander Dan Downing says such a vehicle would
enough.
Help get deputies close to
okay, so so. Because of the military might be terrorists, now you've got to be the military. Oh, well, then I guess the police might be terrorists then because they have the knowledge, so they have to be watched. And that's next. You look at this little soft SWAT guy. He's a bureaucrat, guaranteed a Democrat, and he just cannot wait, folks, to take on the veterans. Like the veterans are going to take you on in your vehicle. They're going to find you.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
About 6-7 years ago, would wear T-shirts with InfoWars.com with Terror Storm T-shirts promoting my films. He's been on the show before, and a lot of his music is influenced by us. The official Muse website for years only had a link to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as their news sources. And then Bellamy's given interviews since then that he was basically approached by the establishment and had his views partially changed. so that he can basically continue on with what he does. And see, that's what they do. They come to you and say, do you want to keep being successful or do you want us to shut you up? And I'm not attacking Matt Bellamy. It's just, I love the music of Muse. Excellent band. And if I didn't like their music, I could care less if the guy was, a listener or not. I appreciate the courage of people like Billy Corrigan, who's been threatened to not make political statements or they'll try to shut him down, and then he just keeps going. Or a Dave Mustaine. Or even a Charlie Sheen, despite all his baggage and problems, at least he is a guy that wants to be good and has courage. Now, there's like 9 of these clips. In fact, there's exactly 9 of them. It will take 20 minutes to air them all, but it's over-the-top important. Mr. Mead is the spokesman for Jade Helm. That's being carried out in 18 towns we know of in Texas. Big Spring City Council basically told the truth on a lot of stuff, but not on others. You'll hear a lot of contradiction here. Who's participating? Why'd you choose Texas? We need civilian cooperation and help. People who are willing to allow the use of personnel and land and business for secret meetings to be conducted. See, this is about creating their little takeover cult humat. I mean, I told you under clergy response and under InfraGuard, they've recruited basically or tried to recruit everybody I know. I mean, every business owner that's, you know, got a major business that I've talked to, they've approached them. Doctors, lawyers, most of them have been approached. This is a huge operation. And it's to identify who will go along. The globalists have got a problem, though. A lot of people they've approached have gone ahead and played along. And they're smart enough not to give me any information because we're decompartmentalized and we are not centralized. There's not even a cellular structure. We love freedom. We've got the enemy so infiltrated it'll make their head spin. You guys are in a lot of trouble. That's all I can tell you. There are a lot of governors know what's going on. And I, when you nuke a city and blame it on us, it's not going to fly. Pieces of crap. I can't believe I'm living in the real deal here. I cannot believe how evil this is. And that you people, the Melissa Harris Perrys of the world, the Michael Moores and all of you, think you're going to play Civil War, Black Op Commando with America. You have been successful because you were incremental. Now you want to push to the next level. And this is incremental. Just a slowly escalating martial law frog in the pot. The problem is it's getting so intense and people know now. So at a certain point, incremental is not incremental anymore. You put a piece of paper on top of the stove and say it's one of those, you know, hot top heaters. And it'll brown, it'll yellow, it'll brown, and suddenly it'll go in the flame. You put it on top of a flame, it'll light and burn incrementally. But you put it on top of a hot plate, it'll heat up a lot slower and won't burst into flame as fast. But when it does, this piece of paper is dark brown. It's smoking all over, and it's about to go. And I'm just going to keep my head down. I mean, a bunch of stuff. People get shot. Stuff gets blown up. I have nothing to do with it because that doesn't help the liberty movement. But you better believe every time there's a terrorist attack or a cop gets shot, they blame me with no evidence. We're going to go to break and come back and play these clips one after the other. I've been so focused for an hour and 30 minutes of broadcast, I haven't plugged any products or anything. We're under massive attack. We need your prayers, number one. We need you to spread the word about the broadcast, number two. We need you to support all of our M&F affiliates, number three, and their sponsors, or become a sponsor. And number four, we need you to understand this is a Paul Revere operation, and we need people to give our horse, this is a long ride, a place to be put up at night, blankets, food, stuff like that. We need to be taken care of. We don't come and take money from you at gunpoint. We ask you to be fellow travelers with us in a libertarian way, not in a socialist way, and understand we're all in this together, and we got great products at great prices. Shop with us, whether it's shortwave radios or cook stoves or gun accessories. We've got camping accessories, high-quality water filters, super good, high-quality nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people, InfoWarsLife.com, 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 or 888-253-3139. We got a bunch of specials where you can get the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the stuff that really helps me supercharge, super mailed, the Oxy Powder, and the X2, free shipping on all of that. And then we can get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield with 2 bottles of Survival Shield X2. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off on the colloidal silver. Nobody has an offer that low, and it's high quality. InfoWars Live.
March. The Empire's on the run.
It's up to
Alex
you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio
it's
Network.
It's up to you to energize us. We need the energy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'll say it again. Anybody wants to understand what's happening? Study how the Nazis basically had 99% of the French military stand down when the Germans ran over the Maginot Line and invaded France and took the country in just 2 short weeks. And that was only battling the British Expeditionary Force. And then forcing them out at Dunkirk, at the sea. And then if you want to go further, you can see how twice, not once, most of Saddam Hussein's generals were paid off in both Gulf Wars previously to stand down. And that's because before that, for over a decade, Saddam's military was trained in the U.S. and were allies from the Iran-Iraq war. Same program. The Pentagon even wrote after the fact, it wasn't widely public, but it was in Defense Quarterly and publications like that, how they used the German tactic. So I'm not telling you something that's my theory. I know what's going on. under Clinton, still under Bush, exploding under Clinton. It went on during Bush, the same program, but quieter. It just metastasized under Obama. They are out basically probing every community leader they can, every person of influence they can. Radio stations, TV stations, journalists, you name it. They legalized domestic propaganda last year. They'd already been doing it. And they're now, quote, having the Pentagon, as they reported last year in that press conference. The headline of the article was, Pentagon promises to stop lying because of Drudge. And then it goes on to show the hour-long press conference by the Undersecretary of the Army. That was at the Defense Department. And they're there with hundreds of military in the room and PSYOPs people, the heads of departments, and they say, we'll now go out and help the local media report accurately. We're going to be embedded with you. And the military gets up and goes, does this mean we're going to stop lying? He's like, well, not exactly. We're going to be involved everywhere now to make sure we tell the truth and get their trust back. I mean, and you look at the morale of the people in the room, they look like they have just been seeing their child die. I love how the flags even have the don't tread on these snakes behind him, but now they're phasing that out in the military and saying it's politically incorrect. I mean, it's just amazing. Because they all know the PSYOP is they're now going to triple the line. But the good news is the military, it's in USA Today, has the lowest morale ever. I'm not saying it's good they have bad morale. It's good that they're good people. That's why they say, and when they get out, they're the enemy. I mean, imagine, they're teaching the Army and the military, your number one enemy is veterans. They're like, that's my brother and my dad and me. Well, they're going to blow stuff up. What? I'm going to go ride my motorcycle, try to get a job, have some kids, or take care of my kids. What do you mean I'm going to blow up cops? What are you talking about? It's like Joe Biggs is on TV earlier with us. He's just going, what? I'm going to blow. I mean, what is this crud? He wants to go water surfing, wake surfing on the back of the boat with some girls. He doesn't want to kill people in America. This is the biggest stinking frame-up I've ever seen. And I predicted you'd start hearing that patriots have committed crimes with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. This week they came out twice and said patriot groups are hacking government servers and then claiming ISIS has done it with no proof. Kind of like they released the Sony stuff, the Pentagon, and the cybersecurity did, and then blamed it on that idiot Kim Jong-un that can't even tie his shoelaces. By the way, they admit he gets his shoelaces tied for him. So it's the most helter-skelter program. But here's the deal. There's a method to it. They want to anger the military and get the Christians and the patriots, people that are awake, out, and then rotate in all their bureaucrats and the new commandos. And it's not that the new commandos will pretty much all be gay. I'm not saying they're bad because they're gay. It's the that's in the news today. It's that politically they just are a bunch of America-hating, freedom-hating, property-hating, gun-hating control freaks who dream of some glorious civil war with the American bitter clingers. And, I mean, once you actually attack the bitter clingers, it's all over, dummy. It's like going up to a full-grown grizzly bear and punching it in the nose. You're such idiots. You really have taken our restraint as a sign of weakness instead of extreme control. Extreme control. Because every passing day, the power of the liberty movement grows and more people wake up. And every passing day, your tyranny bleeds to death. We're killing you by tens of millions of cuts. Writing websites on money, on walls, telling people, calling into radio, running for office. Voting with our dollars, supporting independent media, citizen journalists everywhere, documenting what you're really doing, not what you say, till your PR machines ground to a halt. You want to have a war with the American people, and you think you're going to win that when you come out in the open? I don't care how many false flags you pull. It's over. But they know that. They want their failed system to bring the country down, and then that will break the country regardless, and then they come in after the long winter, the long depression, and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. after we've all wiped each other out. That's the plan. You see, you couldn't take America down from outside. There'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass, to quote Admiral Yamamoto. I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. He had to try to convince them, no, we don't want to try to land in Oregon with troop ships. It's not going to go well. Nowadays, if they'd landed in troop ships wearing pink uniforms, going, tranny, 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 literally everyone would just kneel and go, oh, and just, here are our children, if it's politically correct, don't be racist, shooting everybody. I mean, that's what political correctness is. Drink your fluoride, take your Obamacare, open your borders, pay for everything, or you're a racist. It's just a psychological war. But once the trance is lifted, and the sleeping giant is starting to wake up, once the trance is lifted, people have a very fast learning curve. Once they're broken, the mind control. I want to go to these clips. But basically, all hell is now breaking loose. The only way to take over is from within, as Cicero said about Rome. The outside invader comes with their banner openly. It's the traitor within that infiltrates. We've been taken over like Vichy France, like Iraq. We've been infiltrated with a classic CIA, Rand Corporation takeover program. And it's a big nut to crack, but man, they're doing it. Off the esprit de corps of the military, getting all these wannabes, all these guys, you know, that are like 70-something years old, nothing against that, but who want to be insurance salesmen that make $300,000 a year and they want to be a cop and then they think it's a taser and it's their gun. Imagine the feds approaching, going, we're going to give you an InfraGuard card or a Homeland Security card, even pay you and go out and recruit other people. And here's your gun and you're even licensed to kill when you're given the code on your smartphone. And man, these guys are walking on air. That they're now InfraGuard. I've had them walk up to me and McBrain and others on the street, and Leon McAdoo once going, you're not allowed to film in America. We're going to get you soon. The guy's wearing like a $2,000 suit. He's like, that's right. I'm part of it. And we're like, oh, you're part of the InfraGuard? How do you know that? I mean, you give them an armband, you give them a button, it's all over. But we need our own buttons. We need our own symbols so people know, hey, we're here to help. We just want basic, low taxes, sovereignty, freedom, a border. And our five-year-old's not to be taught how to, give oral sex. Pretty reasonable. They're like, no, because they have a will to conquer. We just have a will to be free. They have a will to conquer. Just like I can't stop fighting them. I guarantee you, folks, they could torture me and I couldn't stop. I can't stop. It burns in my bones, to quote some passage from the Bible. I forget where. Can you find the burning in the bones passages? It's Old Testament. Is it Ezekiel? I mean, I burn. Because I don't want, I mean, just like I burn if I caught a burglar in my house. I mean, we're being gang raped. I want to go to these clips. This is Big Spring City Council. And remember, this is in a backdrop of video in the last week and headlines everywhere at these drills to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. I mean, I can play you the clips. Veterans, gun owners, Tea Party. They say, we're going to start killing everybody imminently. With no evidence. It'd be like if I called the cops 20 times over the years saying, my neighbor's going to kill somebody. My neighbor's going to kill the other neighbor. When the other neighbor gets killed, the first person they're going to come to suspect is me. And the globalists, the Democrats, especially, Republicans go along with it. That's why they're scared. They keep telling them, the patriots are going to blow up buildings. The patriots are going to kill cops. I mean, this is such an obvious frame up. But now they're going operational with this, which makes me think they're not going to let Obama leave office before they pull this. Because America is being conquered right now. The treaties are all being signed. The borders are being dissolved. Our military is being put under NATO. It's all happening. Because if you run this empire, you run it all. While the stock market implodes. All right, let's go to clip number three. We need civilian cooperation and help. This is Mr. Meade in Big Spring City Council meeting just 3 days ago. Here it is.
Special Operations Command, being the director of the exercise, desires to have a very rural area for us to be able to operate in. because the last few years, these guys have, in Afghanistan and Iraq, they receive aerial resupply by helicopter about once a week. They live in buildings. They have connectivity to the internet to be able to talk to their command, but also to be able to talk to home. When they come out here to Martin and Howard County, they're not going to have those luxuries. In the scenario that we've built, they're going to have to operate outside of those normal.
This is when they turn the power off in the U.S.
and rely on the folks, the civilians that are in the area to be able to support them.
As if training
we have a backside support element that actually will replicate that.
The Afghan war is over too, I thought.
We also ask for, we can't do the exercise without the public's help. Things that we look for from that perspective is we look for people that are willing to be a role player, to just be someone who goes and gives a little nugget of information for them to build an intelligence picture to understand the scenario
they're
better
recruiting you
and
for
be able
UMAT.
To operate better. We look for people that are willing to transport our guys because
they want the relationship before the Civil War starts.
For example, in the back of a horse trailer in the middle of the night so nobody can see them. These are ways that they
can
operate.
Rewind that 30 seconds.
In,
I should have talked over that. Yeah. We need this is for Afghanistan, so we need you in a cattle trailer. We need to have that relationship with you. This is building the cadres in every city for the roundups, and then they're going to put these people in charge over the cities. Well, I guess they had to take, you know, Johnson away. He was training with them terrorists, part of the ones that nuked Chicago. I tell you, I can't believe it. We got to do it. We're allowed to have our guns. We got badges. We're nobody else can, but we can. You trash. But again, these people aren't trash right now. They mean well. You mean you need training for Afghanistan in my cattle trailer? In secret meeting? Absolutely. Why, I was in the military myself. They'll be like, here's $5,000 for helping me. Brown or Gonzalez, here you go. you're a VC now. Oh, so sick. Look at the spokesman. I didn't know they could stack crap that high, I got to tell you. That's a lying sack of crud right there. And he doesn't like his job either. He knows. Lying to everybody, you fool. Let's go ahead. And I mean, you want to see the enemy, folks. That's the enemy right there, not the troops. But sacks of crap like that guy. Tell you what.
Things that we look for from that perspective is we look for people that are willing to be a role player, to just be someone who goes and gives a little nugget of information for them to build an intelligence picture to understand the scenario and be able to...
Rewind it again. Thank you. 10 seconds. Yeah, we have footage going back under Clinton in Hebron, Maryland, where they came over with guns and told us to turn our cameras off, in Alabama, in Florida, all over, where they train to take on the militia, and they have the Boy Scouts telling them where the guns are. And then I have the New York Times admitting that the kids are training to take on the veterans. So let me explain something. They, down to the Girl Scouts, USA Today, look it up, Girl Scouts train to spot terrorists and more. Your daughter, when you send her off to that, if there's a HUMET involved, and now most of them do, I mean, imagine, in America, the Boy and Girl Scouts, down to brownies, they ask the brownies, what's in the medicine cabinet? There it is, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more, first line. They train to take out veterans, and they do. Okay, let's go back to him saying, just give us little nuggets for Afghanistan. No, you're creating HUMET. And the new mission, 400,000 troops, is the public plan, Rand Corporation, Army Times, Brigade Homeland. The cadre was 4,000. Now it's up to about 100,000 or so. And they're now creating their domestic army to then command their basic HUMAT National Guard teams that are in plain clothes. And let me tell you, these people that are in this, listening right now, the HUMAT, the rest of you guys, I know most of you aren't bad, but you can't handle the peer pressure that you've been inducted into this now. You're on a power trip now. You should just now give us all the intel you've got. I know you will. You need to put up YouTube videos anonymously. You need to release it or go public, like the Marine Corps Colonel did and others, and just expose the whole thing. So don't get out if you didn't understand this. You're now decompartmentalized. Give us everything.
I mean, we know it's going to be you're trying to take on the vets. We understand that. And then they're going to have some operatives that come out and claim it was for Afghanistan. We'll know who they are immediately because they have that look of dishonor in their eye. Let's go back to the clip.
The public's help. Things that we look for from that perspective is we look for people that are willing to be a role player, to just be someone who goes and gives a little nugget of information for them to build an intelligence picture to understand the scenario and be able to operate better.
Mm-hmm.
We look for people that are willing to transport our guys because they have to move around in a clandestine manner. For example, in the back of a horse trailer in the middle of the night.
God, they're getting into full war against
them.
This.
These are ways that they have to operate in foreign countries. And when they're not supposed to be in those countries.
When you're not supposed to be in America, under posse comitatus and common sense like that, let's skip this network break. Let's go to the next clip. Number five, what to expect in the involvement of local PD?
What can you expect? Now, understand that this this slideshow is our standard slideshow that we use to brief the counties. And the city.
That Southern Poverty Law Center font.
Within the city,
that was made by them.
You see most of this, I would tell you. For example, increased aircraft in the area.
Hey, pause for a moment. That's the good part of this, because the enemy's smart, but you got to understand, it's a bunch of ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center types that command all this from above the Pentagon, and they just give the scenarios to them, who then put the battle planning into it. That's kind of the disconnect here, though, when you're reading and seeing this stuff. It's just incredibly sickening to have foreign registered groups basically operating inside the U.S. But this is us. We're a captured country, and we killed 50-something million babies. I mean, we kind of deserve it. Here, let's go back to it.
You'll see that out in the rural area. We have a resupply, an aerial drop that will occur, and then some paratroopers as well will jump into Martin County in early August. It won't happen within the city limits. Noise complaints. If my guys are noisy here in the city, they're really doing something wrong, is what I would tell you. That third bullet, conducting suspicious activities. That's where, here in the city, we're looking at using the city from an aspect of conducting clandestine
meetings.
Trying
to turn the
tribute
to the CIA commandos inside America.
Kinetic activity. There won't be gunfire going on.
No, it's assassination teams.
Things like that. Our footprints within the cities are probably 5 to 6 people at the most these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most important things, and I know I've said it previously, is we link in with the law enforcement officers. They know when and where we're conducting activity.
So linking
that
in,
way,
see,
we actually
getting the cops
invite
in.
The police department to be near the activity. That way they're able to answer constituent calls on that. The other thing that we
have the cover story when they kill the Patriots
prior to the activity going on. That way the police chief can let the dispatch know that this is occurring, so that when they field phone calls from concerned citizens, they're able to meet that off at, or cut that off at the pass.
Oh yeah, cut the enemy off,
so to say. And the other thing that we do as well is we make sure that it tries to get out at the morning and evening roll call, so the officers that are on duty know what's going on and know where it's occurring.
And this just goes on. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of other clips, but just look at CNN even reporting documents, Army National Guard ordered to consider Americans as enemy forces and adversaries, internal briefings, read like a strategy for war. And that was in Missouri with the situation in Ferguson, which was Soros-sponsored as the simulant to then legitimize that. Video, Armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California with their guns at the ready, blocking traffic. See, this is all just coming out, all of this unfolding. Let's go to weapons and ammunition, civilian attire clip.
They will be carrying weapons, but it won't be live ammunition. It'll all be blank ammunition.
They always say that when they have traps.
Just to correct one thing that was in the newspaper on Sunday that I read was they'll have blank ammunition, but there will not be any explosions. We won't be setting off live demolition out here.
That's for 9/11.
The guys will be wearing civilian attire or a mixed uniform. They may be wearing fatigue bottoms and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what they wear.
But that's not normally anything out of the ordinary.
They got kids that wear white t-shirts.
In West Texas, from what I've seen, especially during hunting season.
Hunting season.
And they may be driving civilian vehicles.
It's a real infiltrator right there. That's what you're seeing. That is
so really, within the city limits, if you notice my guys, they're probably really doing something wrong.
Man, we're in trouble. Man, we're conquered. Whew. Oh. Now let's go to clear marking of the participants. First, they're not going to be marked. Now they're going to be marked. Let's go to that clip.
That, for us, that's one of the big things. We make sure that all of our guys have some type of marking that they'll be all be wearing an armband with a marking that identifies them as part of the exercise.
I'm not going to play any more of that. And CJ pointed something out that I was thinking. He moves in action as that nelliness of a Baptist preacher to set you at ease. I mean, this guy makes me want to cry, actually, that we fall this far. God Almighty. I can't believe how much trouble we're in. Jesus Christ. I'm not kidding. I just can't handle this anymore. This country is so gone. They're planning something really bad, folks. And these people are just such traitors. Let's go to how often will you do operations like this? Just go to that clip.
How often do you do an operation like this? Is this done annually? Or?
Yes, sir. So the Jade Helm project is a new project that has come along from General Cleveland. From his staff
comes out of the United States
Special Operations Command. This exercise is planned to be conducted yearly. We conduct an exercise that's similar to this, and I say similar because the scope and the breadth of the exercise is nowhere comparable to what we do here.
By the way,
but they conduct that exercise six times a year in North Carolina, so.
By the way, twice cops have killed military personnel when they try to rob cars and stuff, not knowing what's happening during the stuff they do outside Fort Bragg, which started 30 years ago. So folks go, that's no big deal. They did it there. Now it's all over the country. And in the actual drills, it's to take patriots on and to create the relationships. This year, they'll do a bunch of stuff for the public saying it's for overseas. We already told you that. Next year, it'll be for everybody. And then the next year, it'll be for real. I mean, I'm just saying that's how they work. Listen to this one. How do the FBI and DEA work with the military on the operation? Here's that.
I have to ask, how does FBI and DEA work with the military on the operation?
Well, generally speaking, sir, the FBI and DEA provide us liaison officers up at our command level, depending on how the scenario's written. One of the ways the FBI and DEA are working.
I hadn't even watched all these clips today. I told you it comes out of the Justice Department, the ADL, and the Department of Law Center, see, through the FBI commanding this. This is the FBI gets to play general now in their fantasies of crushing the patriots. I mean, well, you guys ship all the drugs in with the DEA. What a group of crooks. Let's go back and play it.
Working with us here is in Arizona, they will actually do some questioning for us. At one of the airports in Arizona.
When you're flying people out to see where they go.
And do y'all use any personnel from NATO, UN, or
no, sir,
DHS?
Not,
or?
Currently for JPL, it is U.S. only.
Uh-huh.
That has been one of the discussions. That I'm not sure if it has occurred.
Better believe
yet,
that's a lie, by the way.
For Jade Helm 15, it will be U.S. personnel only.
Look, I guarantee you that council
Thank
knows
you for
what's
listening
going on.
To GCN.
All right, we'll be back. Third hour
Visit
coming up.
GCN Live.
This really hurts me. I mean, it's just. The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.